Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us in a matter of moments will be Kevin Nealon, who's got a new show on CBS, Man with a Plan. I'm sorry, a new season is coming out. The show's been around now for three seasons already. The fourth season premieres coming up on Thursday, April 2nd. Man with a Plan, a hit CBS comedy. And he was really in my wheelhouse of Saturday Night Live. Like the Kevin Nealon, Dana Carvey, Mike Myers, Phil Hartman, Chris Farley, like that cast to me was just the absolute best. I know, you know, people a little bit older than me, the beginning of Saturday Night Live, with Steve Martin and, you know, even Eddie Murphy shortly after that. Those shows still amazing, absolutely amazing, the original cast. But, you know, for me, that early 90s Saturday Night Live, I love those guys. And he is joining us right now. This is Kevin Nealon on The Fan. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
So how are you getting through all this craziness?
It's certainly been surreal and interesting and curious, but we've been doing pretty good, actually. You know, we've developed a routine. We get up in the morning, and then we go back to bed. It's very easy.
I was going to say, Kevin, where are you calling us from? Where are you today?
I'm in Los Angeles.
And how are things out there compared to
the
coast?
I'm in the fetal position in my office. I think things are kind of settling down a little bit now. You realize that we have plenty of toilet paper, you know, we have plenty of food. We're running out of like ideas for dinner, but other than that, I mean, you can't complain really.
Yeah, it's sort of been the two sides of this thing. Obviously, here in New York, we get some of these horrible stories every single day, and more people are getting sick, and more people are passing away, and there's that. But then also you have the other side of the many healthy people, like all of us working on the show. We're healthy, but we're isolated and we're losing our minds. It's sort of tough to live in that world where you know so many bad things are happening, and then your complaint is, you know, oh, I just saw this show on Netflix. I don't know what else to watch, or I'm sick of eating the same carb-based dinner again. You know, it's kind of hard to figure all that out. Do you have some of the same struggles at your house?
Yeah, it's been really hard for us. We, you know, we lost our housekeeper and our chef and our valet. We're really kind of struggling to make ends meet. You know, you're right, though. It has been, it's certainly a kind of a period of resetting, you know, and I'm trying to look for the good things in it. I mean, I just, you know, I cleaned out my garage the last few days, and that I've been wanting to do that for a long time. And I got a ping pong table in there now, so I'm back to playing ping pong, you know, with my son. And, you know, I'm catching up on, like, projects I wanted to do. So in that respect, it's been pretty awesome.
It's Boomer and Geo with Kevin Nealon on The Fan, CBS Sports Network, and Radio.com. He's got Man with a Plan, the fourth season, Thursday, April 2nd. Fourth season premiere, 8:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. So at least this is a good time to have a TV show, right? Because everybody is sitting around and watching television. So tell us about Man with the Plan in the fourth season, what to expect.
Well, actually, you're right. The timing couldn't be better because people are home and they're looking for things to watch. And there are tons of Man with a Plan fans out there that are excited about season four. So I'm excited to see the difference in the viewership, you know, with everybody being home. But Man with a Plan is basically, it's a show about, I play Matt LeBlanc's brother, his older brother from, you know, remember from Friends, Joey Tribbiani.
Sure.
Which, by the way, he doesn't like it when you say, how you doing? He's heard that enough. And he's the father of this family, and the wife goes back to work. And so he's kind of dealing with all that. And we play, we have our own construction company where we kind of flip homes and remodel homes. And I have a family, and it's how we all get along together, you know, in these times.
Yeah, I was, before you came on, I was talking about how your cast is my favorite in Saturday Night Live of all time. I think you were the most underrated Weekend Update anchor there ever was. And I know a lot of people get a ton of credit for that. You don't get enough credit for your Weekend Update stuff. But, you know, when you look back at that time, I don't know if you're sick of talking about those shows or not, or it's one of those things where it's like you're a member of the Rolling Stones and you're tired of playing Start Me Up. But, you know, while that was going on, and you and Dana Carvey and Phil Hartman and all these great cast members, did you realize how special it was while you were doing it, or now do you look back on it and realize how great it was now all these years later?
Well, first of all, I never get tired of talking about it because it really was a big part of my life, and there's so many facets of it that I enjoyed, and it kind of feels like being a member of an exclusive club. You know, it just was such a great experience for me to get to do that and to live in New York City too on top of that for 9 years. So that was cool. I really enjoyed doing that show. It was so exciting. I got it so quickly. You know, it came to me so quickly. Dana Carvey was a friend of mine, and he got on the show that summer for that upcoming fall. This is back in the 1900s. You got to remember.
Right.
And yeah. And so he recommended me, and Lorne Michaels, the producer, looked at my tapes, and they liked me, and so they flew me in for an audition, and I did that. And the next thing I know, we're filming the intros, and I'm with all of these really great actors and comedians, and I can't believe I'm on Saturday Night Live. And it was very kind of stressful in the way, because you felt like you didn't belong there, first of all, because I grew up watching the show with Bill Murray and John Belushi and Aykroyd, all those guys, and Gilda, and so to actually be on that show, you're thinking they made a terrible mistake, but I'm going to hang in as long as I can. And I remember right before I went on to do my first sketch, in Studio 8H, it's very, very nerve-wracking. Lorne Michaels puts his hand on my shoulder, and kiddingly, he says, "Are you sure this is what you want?" So I would just pretend nobody was watching the show. That's how I got through it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, a lot of people were watching it. Is there something that you are most fond of, a character of yours, whether it was your time with Weekend Update or was Hans and Franz, or something that you wouldn't mind going back and doing again if you were asked?
Well, those are definitely both highlights, characters that I did, Weekend Update and Hans and Franz. And Mr. Subliminal was fun, too. I think, for me, and it's been a long time now, it's been over 25 years, I guess, since I've been on that show. But I tend to kind of smile when I think about these little sketches I did, or these parody commercials like the Change Bank or the Love Toilet or anything, or Bad Idea Jeans. And then also there's little sketches. Like I remember one I did with Harvey Keitel. Harvey Keitel was hosting, and I had written a sketch called The Bathroom Attendant, where I was a bathroom attendant in a very, very small bathroom, and there was no stall. It was just a toilet.
Yeah, and also, after Saturday Night Live, everybody's got their own trajectory. As we're talking to Kevin Nealon on The Fan at CBS Sports Network, some people get, go straight to big movies. Some others end up sticking there for a very long time. And then you had a stretch where, maybe you weren't doing as much going back to stand-up. And then you have the hit TV show Weeds, and then all of a sudden now Man with a Plan. Talk about, your post-SNL career and when you felt comfortable in some of these other other roles and other parts in your life?
I had been on Saturday Night Live for 9 seasons. And so I had kind of run my course. You know, I had kind of done all my tricks. And I knew it was time to leave because I was doing a sketch and I still had food in my mouth that I had been eating off stage at the craft service table. And I was still, you know, I was delivering my lines and I was picking food out of my teeth. So I had kind of gotten a little too complacent with it. And I was looking for something new and exciting to do. So I was kind of excited as I was leaving that show, although I was very appreciative of it. And I was, and, you know, it was a great experience and I loved doing it. I was very grateful for it. But, and then I, you know, I did a couple of failed sitcoms that didn't go anywhere. And I started thinking to myself, will I ever do anything again that kind of supersedes Weeds or, I mean, Saturday Night Live? And Weeds came along. So I was happy about that. And now I do a show called Man with a Plan and also Hiking with Kevin on YouTube, which I post every Thursday. And this Thursday is my season finale.
And Man with a Plan is going to premiere season 4 Thursday, April 2nd, 8:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. We know you have to go. It's great talking to you. Hang in there. Continue to make us laugh. And hopefully you'll be able to pack some comedy clubs and arenas and whatever else you're doing with a bunch of people when all this is over. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Kevin Nealon, Man with the Plan, is going to be on CBS starting Thursday, April 2nd. We'll take a break and then get Jerry in with his final update coming up right after this, and then he'll give you a moment of the day and everything else. Do we have anything before we go to break, Al? I know this is very clumsy, but screw it. We're all in
all sorts of different
situations.
No spots.
Clear.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Boomer and Geo coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.